Greg Brannon here with Mike Kraft as we continue breaking down positions heading toward training camp at the end of July. Mike, last time we talked defensive tackles, the big guys in the middle. The great thing about having some big bodies who require a double team in the middle, the guys on the end, those defensive ends, have those free lanes. And let's start with two guys, Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy.
Well, there's a good reason we're working from the inside out when you talk about this defense and from front to back. And that is because the players around those defensive tackles will benefit, and no more than Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson. And the reason being because now teams will really have to try to figure out who in the world they will double team, because they're obviously going to have to pay attention inside. And Greg Hardy, when you talk to him and look at him, he has come in with the look of a guy who is really poised to make a big leap heading into this season. And Charles Johnson, the consummate pro and a real leader of that group. And that's one thing we noticed during OTAs is how much he brought that group together. And you got the mix of the old and the new, but they left here on one accord heading into the offseason.
Yeah, the funny thing about those two guys really kind of flew under the radar. You're talking guys with double-digit sacks, don't get a lot of talk around the league, and when they get that help from the inside and they've got a chance to get to the quarterback, and even their personalities. CJ, you know, he's just kind of like this. You know, he's going to come, he's going to work, and then you have Greg Hardy, and everybody knows, I mean, that dude, look, he's different. You know, he likes the whole cracking thing, you know, but it fits his personality, and they found ways to make it work. How about the guys that are going to come in and support them? And really, when you're talking starters anywhere on the defensive line, you really have a handful of starters.
Well, one of the guys that's really poised to make a leap during this offseason is Frank Alexander. Came in as a rookie last year out of Oklahoma and really contributed. And here again, when you talk about these defensive ends and their numbers, Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson almost canceled each other out, because if one got the sack, the other one was just a fraction behind. And Frank Alexander, I think, he was second place a lot of times when he was on the field. So maybe he can increase his numbers and have a more productive season.
How about a young guy like Mario Addison?
There is a guy that coaches like because he really works at his craft. And I'm telling you, he came in a guy that wasn't really on the radar when they signed him after he was released, and he contributed, and he was always around the ball. So there is a name that fans should really pay attention to.
All right, Mike, we've covered the defensive line, both the tackles and the ends. We're going to move to linebackers next time, and gosh, easy argument, strongest unit on defense. We won't even mention the names, but when we come back, we'll get to that one. Keep watching right here on Panthers.com.